are here with Mr. Mark Algard from Momentum. How's it going, Mark?
Doing great. It's good to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you, too. I'm just to get things out, how's the show going for you guys?
It's going really great. You know, we're seeing so many of our friends and partners in mm-hmm. the industry mm-hmm. The last couple of days, and had a chance to see CDC a little bit and have some great food, so it's been a good show so far.
Yeah. And to give folks a quick 411 on Momentum, can you just give a quick summary on
Absolutely. Momentum does plan, design, build. So we really take a strategy and figure out how that translates into a building design, mm-hmm. and then we execute that design with a turnkey solution.
Right on.
Building users. Yep.
You guys are in the midst of like the branch evolution. I mean, because
it's now
a retail center,
a store,
a consultative environment, if I can pronounce that correctly.
Yeah.
Like a store. Exactly.
A store, yeah.
So, I mean, this is the latest trend here.
Right.
Can you expand on this a little bit? What's going on?
You know, I think one trend that certainly continues in these stores or these branches is a desire for credit unions to be more efficient with their staffing models, mm-hmm. and that really necessitates a more universal type staffing. And that conversation has been around for a while.
Yeah.
So continuing to see barriers within the branch break down so that a universal associate can move in different areas and consult and interact with members in different ways.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A newer trend I'm seeing, though, is certainly around a realization that if one of your staff is fully trained to be able to do all things, that's a pretty expensive staff person.
Yeah,
and if that staff person is spending 90% of his or her time doing just routine transactions or more member services mm-hmm. types interactions, mm-hmm. it may not be the best strategy to have them also trained in doing mortgage loans or financial advice.
Good point.
So I'm seeing a more carefully strategized staffing where you have maybe some almost universal associates and some really more high value consultative type of employees.
That's a good, I didn't even think about that, because mm-hmm. a lot of people, you want to have value as a staff member or an employee,
right.
I'm going to train to do everything,
yeah.
but then that's not so good for the credit union,
right.
you're saying.
It cannot be. So, but what you want to do is have a staff person who is trained to know when the areas where they're not able to add the consultation how they get that member matched with the right person in the organization to get what he or she needs.
Gotcha. Yeah. So what are credit unions looking for in this new environment that we're living in these days?
Again, I mean, pretty simple things. I think they're really looking to compete for new membership, right?
Yeah.
On average, their membership is aging. To compete with big banks and other credit unions, they really need to continue to get new members mm-hmm. in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the younger membership is looking for is a little bit different from the members they're currently serving.
Right.
So they want to be relevant and attractive to those new members, and they also don't want to alienate their existing
mm-hmm.
membership.
Yeah.
So there's lots of different dials that these credit unions are turning in terms of the branch experience, so they can be more attractive to certain members.
Right.
What they're finding is that now maybe a millennial, for example, might be using more technology to complete transactions, but they're also just as likely to come into the branch. They're just coming in for different things.
Yeah, I'm finding. I spoke with Co-op's Sarah Kanipa Bang a few weeks ago about this, and she's telling me, and she's all about shared branching and stuff
like that.
And she's like, branches aren't going away. But it's an old story. They're evolving, but it's really kind of cool because everyone's thinking, well, they're on the deathbed, mobile's taking over, and it's going to be everything. But it's not so. But we have to make it the branch, the store,
exactly
to match what the demographics want.
And even further. An additional realization that the store is acting quite a bit as a signpost for the organization,
of course,
and the community.
Oh, yeah.
And so, again, a store, a retail environment, an experience, just like, Amazon's announced recently that they're rolling out all these brick and mortar stores.
Mm-hmm,
that is very similar to what credit unions will continue to do as they interact digitally with their members. They will maintain a certain level of brick and mortar presence in the communities to be tangible and localized to the membership.
And Apple certainly turned the retail world on its head when it did that, because it could have just stayed digital.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Order our computers on our website. Hey, but no, we're going to go out to you and create this store. Obviously, they did an excellent job.
Right.
But they flipped it on its head. And right. so the same thing can happen with credit unions that have that, like you said, that tangible presence.
And it is happening. That absolutely is.
Okay.
Great.
Very cool. Also, what are your, and speaking of the show here,
yeah.
what are your goals here? Obviously, to get some right. more exposure and talk to people.
More exposure. It is really, again, I mentioned our friends in the credit union industry. It's, you know, to talk to the people we've worked with over mm-hmm. the years mm-hmm. and find out what's important to them. Mm-hmm. So, there's also so many great resources here.
Yeah.
Feline, yesterday morning at their breakfast, they rolled out the Centers for Excellence. And
yep.
the five areas of excellence, I'm trying to remember them, is around entrepreneurship, organizational performance, technology, mm-hmm. consumers, mm-hmm. and the war for talent.
You right? have a five good areas. Memory, right?
Yes,
right
thank on, you. Think, well, because as soon as they rolled those out, I was like, yes, exactly. You know, those. That's what I need to focus on, those areas, so that our product, our buildings that we build, can help credit unions perform in those five
Answer
areas.
Answer those questions. Nice.
Right? Yep. So, for example, the war for talent. So how can I help through a building with the credit union's war for talent? Well, a younger worker or a tech worker is looking for a different type of work environment than a more operational-based worker yep. of 10, 20 years ago.
You're right. You're
so
right.
we can design workplaces that are more relevant or more engaging or attractive mm-hmm. to help in that mm-hmm. in that recruitment process.
Very cool stuff. Yeah. I mean, you're just taking it to another level here. A higher level.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, wrap-up question here. Yeah. Do you have any advice for credit unions in regards to their operation centers?
Absolutely, yeah.
Let's hear this.
Really, think about what your employee team needs to be more effective in their work every day.
Okay.
And think about what is the work that your employees are actually doing on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So are they working on a new fintech initiative? Are they working on technology projects, marketing projects?
Yeah.
Or is it accounting and they have more heads down based work?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The truth is that on average, about 50% of the financial institution workers' time is spent at his or her desk. Afterwards, you know, figure out what are they doing when they're not at their desk?
Mm-hmm.
What do they need? What tools do they need in their workplace?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really from there that excellent, you know, solutions and a better workplace environment can evolve
yep.
from that understanding of your
yep.
team.
And you can make the whole organization be more productive, more efficient.
More absolutely.
All that good stuff.
You know, in anecdotally, workplace building for a credit union, a credit union spends about 90% of their costs in an office building on paying their staff salaries. So how can they make their staff more efficient and productive
yeah.
in that workplace?
Because yeah.
they're a very expensive component mm-hmm. of the organization, the most expensive.
You
component.
Want that ROI back.
Absolutely.
Big time.
It's all about ROI.
Such a science behind all this stuff. It's
Absolutely.
So cool
it's
to
so
talk
fun.
About.
It's really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Everybody, Mark Algar from Momentum. Well done, sir.
All right. Thanks.
Good job.
Thanks for having me.
You're right.